On this day, October 26, here's some of what happened in the artistic and cultural life of the ACT region. On this day in 1960, Wilfred Holland accepted the position of conductor of the Canberra Orchestral Society's Symphony Orchestra. Recently arrived from England, Holland was teaching at Canberra Boys Grammar. As conductor of the Dover Orchestral Society, Holland had conducted 3 full-scale performances of Bach's St. Matthew Passion and incidental music for a production of Hamlet, televised from Dover Castle. On this day in 1970, the Censor Cinema presented The Persecution and Assassination of Jean-Paul Marat as performed by the inmates of the Asylum of Charentin under the direction of the Marquis de Sade. The film was an adaptation of the Royal Shakespeare Company's 1966 performance of a Peter Weiss play. It depicted the Marquis de Sade's production of his play in the Charentin Asylum's bathhouse, depicting the assassination of Jean-Paul Marat, a leader of the 1789 French Revolution, by Charlotte Corday, a country girl. Marat had advocated violent revolution. De Sade doubted the ideals of the revolution. This past weekend in 1970, it was the second weekend of operations for the Pulse Discotheque, 19 miles from Civic, along the Federal Highway at Carl's Inn. 400 patrons had been at the opening a week earlier. It was a BYOG venue requiring neat casual dress with live bands. With admission, $1.80, you got a meal. One organiser had said that, despite the distance from the city, he was confident of success because there's nothing else on. On This Day is produced at ArtSound FM. Listen to episodes online at artsound.fm under the Programs tab. On this day, October 27, here's some of what happened in the artistic and cultural life of the ACT region. On this day in 1960, at St Mark's Library, Sir Richard Boyer, Chairman of the Australian Broadcasting Commission, presided at a lunchtime lecture and discussion on the topic The Uses and Dangers of Radio and Television. Boyer chaired the ABC from 1945 to his death in 1961. Radio National's Boyer Lectures had been named for him from 1957 and still are. Early in his career, before leaving his training in Methodist ministry, Boyer spent the years 1912-14 as probationer in the church's Canberra circuit. The day before his radio lecture, Boyer had addressed the Canberra and District Historical Society with his Reminiscences of Canberra and District. That evening in 1960, the Canberra branch of the Australian Goethe Society presented an acted play reading of Friedrich Schiller's Kabbala und Liebe, Intrigue and Love, first performed in 1785. It depicted the destruction of the love of a nobleman's son and the daughter of a middle-class musician. Performers included Professor Erwin Koch Emery, who between 1949 and 1970 developed the ANU's Germanic Languages Department from modest beginnings to full departmental status. Also in 1960, Canberra Repertory opened its production of William Congreve's restoration comedy Love for Love, first performed in 1695. A very brave try was the verdict of Canberra Times reviewer M.P. The production by Alan Harvey, much of it beautifully conceived, was an honest and intelligent attempt to capture the graces of the Restoration Theatre. Harvey's own performance as Sir Samson Legend was superb. Alas, the reviewer added, the play did drag at 3¼ hours. One could have wished for a judicious cutting or greater pace, he wrote. On This Day is produced at ArtSound FM. Listen to episodes online at artsound.fm under the Programs tab. On this day, October 28, here's some of what happened in the artistic and cultural life of the ACT region. On this day in 1960, at the RSL Memorial Hall in Queanbeyan, Cole Joy and his Joy Boys appeared. Joy had had the first Australia-wide number one record with Oh Yeah, Aha. His Joy Boys, with brothers Kevin and Keith, had a string of hits beginning in 1959 with Stagger Lee, a cover of American Lloyd Price, and then Bye Bye Baby and Rockin' Rollin' Clementine. Joy, Colin Frederick Jacobson, AM, was an original member of Brian Henderson's Bandstand TV program, which began in 1958. He appeared on it right up to its termination in 1972. In Queanbeyan, Joy appeared with Buster Noble, billed as Australia's number one comic, Rex Dallas, billed as country and western TV star, and Judy Stone, star of the Sunday evening TV show 6 O'Clock Rock. Judy Stone's agent was Cole Joy's brother, Kevin Jacobson. In 1956, the teenage Stone, the cowgirl from Granville, had won a local talent contest in Sydney, caught the attention of country singer Reg Lindsay, and joined his troupe for 18 months before hiring Jacobson and going on the road with the Joy Boys. Also on this day in 1970, fashion aficionados announced that Canberra's inescapable fashion detail for the summer season was shirring, the bunching of fabric in parallel rows. Said the fashionistas, "It supports bodices, defines waistlines, and gives a pretty twist to the dog collar look for bare shoulders." Shirring. On This Day is produced at ArtSound FM. Listen to episodes online at artsound.fm under the Programs tab. On this day, October 29, here's some of what happened in the artistic and cultural life of the ACT region. On this day in 1820, 200 years ago, the Sunday, in the presence of Governor Lachlan Macquarie, the Reverend Robert Cartwright conducted the first Christian service in what is now the Diocese of Canberra and Goulburn. It was on the shore of Lake Bathurst, now commemorated by a Celtic cross. On this day in 1960 and all this week, pottery by Henri Legrand was on display at the Canberra Art Club Gallery, across the road from the current Canberra Museum and Gallery. Legrand came to Australia from his native Netherlands. He had trained in ceramics, but his pottery reflected a lifelong interest in sculpture. He migrated to Sydney in 1950 and taught there briefly before transferring to Canberra Technical College in 1955. He hand-built strong, elegant pots, more art objects than functional pieces, using clay and minerals from Black Mountain and Yass. In 1969, Henri Legrand was awarded an MBE for services to the arts, and the Canberra Theatre Gallery held a retrospective of his work, which is now represented in the National Gallery. Also in 1960 on this day, a Saturday, at the Drill Hall, Turner, the Canberra Police Citizens Boys Club presented a night of professional and amateur boxing and tag wrestling interspersed with vaudeville acts. Those included a magician, a ventriloquist, and Smokey Dawson, Australia's first singing cowboy, complete with yodel, in the style of Gene Autry. On This Day is produced at ArtSound FM. Listen to episodes online at artsound.fm under the Programs tab. On this day, October 30, here's some of what happened in the artistic and cultural life of the ACT region. On this day in 1960, a Sunday, the Canberra Bachelors and Spinsters Committee, representing unmarried Canberrans who aspired to be artists, held its general meeting at the home of Miss P. Gee of Turner. The group's later events would include exhibitions of their artworks, as well as antiques, cocktail parties, and masquerade balls. Also in 1960, one Canberra man was celebrating, presumably by sitting. Mr. J. O'Reilly of Kingston had just won the Rogers Ford Chair Competition. His chair was tested at Sydney University and assessed to be able to tolerate 1,050 pounds, or about 476 kilograms, of pressure before breaking, almost seven times the average weight of a male adult. On this day in 1970, the Centre Cinema screened Harry Houghton, a film poem for the 21st century. That was a feature film by Arthur and Corinne Cantrell, assessed by the age as a mammoth job of Marshall McLuhan-influenced semi-subliminal editing and superimposition, eye-engaging, impressionistic work with electronics and opticals, colours and lights. Arthur Cantrell, who had just completed a creative arts fellowship at the ANU, and Corinne Cantrell advocated what they called expanded cinema, with experimental 16mm shorts, multiple projection films, projections onto falling water and so forth. Their many films were exhibited around the world. In 1970, they were about to begin editing and publishing 100 issues of the Journal of Experimental Film, Cantrell's Film Notes, which appeared until the year 2000. On This Day is produced at ArtSound FM. Listen to episodes online at artsound.fm under the Programs tab.